Hi, this is Babelito.
And this is Favi Fav, and you're listening to a Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday.
Take it away, vámonos!
Woo! Mordida! 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 Mordida!
Hello, hello, hello!
Kisho, kisho, kisho!
How are you doing, Babelito?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm a little angry right now. I'm not going to lie.
Tell me what happened.
Because
let
I
it
asked
out.
The neighbor. Okay, so the neighbor next door here at the beautiful, I'm not going to say where I am, but at our studio has an audio store. And I asked him, I kindly went over and asked him if he could please turn the music down because the bass was bumping.
Yeah.
And you know, recording a podcast. I record a podcast. We record in the studio, once a month?
Yeah.
So just turn it down a little bit. And he gave me attitude. And it just pissed me off. And I have that anger inside of me right now. And I'm just trying to let it go. Because before I went over there, remember I was like, should I go over there? I don't know. Is it really going to come up in the audio? I don't know. Because I knew this was going to happen. We have been wonderful neighbors. And now he gave me attitude. And it ain't going to be pretty no more.
Bye-bye.
So I hope you're listening to this. I'm fine now. So how are you?
Cuentas a diez y respira profundo.
I never complain. He plays his music like that all the time, and I never complain. I just put my headphones in, and I say, let go and let God.
He still turned it down, so what you have to do is go back and be like, thank you, we're finished. Thank you so much for your cooperation. And then it's going to be good.
I know, it's going to be great.
Okay.
Anyways, so you're in Vegas because it was like your mom's birthday.
It was my mom's 60th birthday. It was Thanksgiving. It was my nephew's baptism. It was a series of events. It was good. Thanksgiving was a little bit of a bust because mi madre no coció bien el pavo.
Ooh.
So by the time she wants to serve it, there was like blood coming out
what
of it.
What happened though? Why?
Because she has this new oven, right? And I guess you have to turn in a fan, and then the fan lets the
convection.
Esa madre. Uh-huh. And she forgot to turn it on. So 4 hours later, she's like, "Ya mira, ya casi está listo." That shit looked like a ghost. It was so white.
Mm-mm.
So my sister bought some ham, and that's what we had, veggies and ham. And it was okay. But I mean, you know, we're in family, and we had Jello, cajeta Jello, and that's it. That's
delicious.
What about you?
I went to my dad's side, which is Mexican, and I'm going to be honest, their food is not always the best. I'm always like, why don't we just have tamales? I'm going to make buñuelos. Like, just keep it real. Keep it simple.
So it's better in Christmas than in Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But my cousin Chabelita came through this year, and that turkey was juicy. She did a very nice job.
Nice.
A moist
Did she
turkey.
Do it with a plastic bag?
I don't know how she did it. I didn't ask. I just ate it. And then I went over to my Guatemalan side, and they do more traditional like Latin American dishes.
Uh-huh.
So they don't really like try to perfect, you know, the mashed potato or the turkey or the green beans with the canned whatever.
Campbell, whatever.
Oh my gosh, I know. But you know what? Shout out to white people. Because they know how to do Thanksgiving.
And like, savor this shout out.
Savor the shout out. Savor the shout out. Because some of the best Thanksgiving dinners I've ever had were at white people's houses.
Yes.
Like, they know what is up.
Smoke.
Oh, they smoke the turkey.
Yes.
They fry the turkey. Oh, my gosh. They got all kinds of cranberries and all kinds of forms. It's amazing. It's amazing. Shout out to Dave and Erica. And but yeah, it was, and you know what? We were talking about this earlier, like on Twitter, all these people are dreading Thanksgiving because, you know, politics comes up and all this shit. But really, Thanksgiving for me is not like that at all. I love Thanksgiving because I get to see all my cousins, and there was really no major like arguments or talk at drama at all.
No, but plus us as Latinos, we get together much more often. And I think a lot of this, like U.S. families, which I noticed since the first move from Juarez, is that they do get together once a year or sometimes twice at the most.
Yeah.
So all the shade is going to come out in one single spoonful of delicious turkey. So, but not for us. For us, I mean, we let it, like in my family, we let it all out every single Friday. Yeah. So by the time my mom started crying, she's like, okay, buenas noches.
Oh.
En esta casa se quebró una taza. Y cada quien para su pinche casa.
Oh my God. My grandma did throw a little bit of shade. She was like, I said, it was my fault because I started it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go by and my Guatemalan grandma, I was like, abuelita. I was like, nunca me llama, ya no me visita. You know, I'm like turning it around on her. It's like, ¿qué pasó? ¿No tiene teléfono? And she was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. She's cracking up. She's like, qué chistoso y estencito. Pero cuando te necesito, no estás. She gets so mad. So then I came back and I was like, yeah, pues le mando texto y nunca me. She's 80 years old. She doesn't know how to text message. She's like, texto, pretexto. And I was like, damn, roasted. Oh, she's so good. She's great.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas again for the food.
For us, it's that's when we do all the good stuff. That's when the tamales come out.
Yes.
The buñuelos, los calientitos, el champurrado.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
Girl.
Me neither. No. I don't believe in that.
Bitch, I'm so poor and working for you. So no, I can't.
Oh my gosh.
I can do it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And I think I did it 1 year because I just wanted a coffee machine. And this was like 10 years ago. And it was a fucking nightmare, so I'm not going to do it again. I don't need to.
Well, I worked at Best Buy when I was in high school, and I had to work Black Fridays.
So what time you had to be there? Like at 3 in the morning or something?
5 a.m. or some bullshit. And it was the worst experience of my life.
I can't imagine.
So, not the worst, actually. I can think of other ones. But it was not a fun day for us.
No.
All of you people out there working retail this holiday season, shout out to you.
Yes. Bendiciones.
Bendiciones. And all those white people in line saying, this is ridiculous. Well, I never. I hope you get that. You block that out of your system. They probably don't even hear it anymore.
No,
like so used to it.
Yeah, I mean, if they do it every year, I can't. I worked retail for like 5 years, and the last year, I just blocked people. They were talking to me, and I don't remember any of that last year because you get fed up, man. It's too much.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío. But the next mordida is going to come out while we are in Denver. And tell everybody where we're going to be in Denver for.
Oh, yes. So as we mentioned before, I am in an art show in Denver at the Denver Art Museum called Mi Tierra, Contemporary Artists Explore Place.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 contemporary Latino artists are going to be Latinx, Latinao, Latina, Latino artists are going to be taking over the fourth floor of the museum, and we're doing installations.
And so it's a massive museum,
it's
too.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to have a lot of shit done before going there, but I think I'm just going to work really hard while I'm up there.
Yes.
For the 3 weeks. I am taking a bunch of stuff up, and I've been having a lot of really awesome people help me here in the studio. Shout out to Crystal and Mari right now. Paper Macheing,
aka La Usurpadora.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Hey. Louder.
Louder. They can't hear that.
Hi.
They're paper macheing balloons. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I'll do something.
Something's going to come out of that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm excited to see the result.
Yeah. So, it's going to be fun in Denver. The next podcast, though, is going to be one that's been in the vault for a little while. With our friend Lance that was on the Orlando episode. Lance Smith is a artist, a painter, and he did some public art here in Las Vegas that got covered over. And it's an interesting story. So we had him on the show a few months back, and we're going to release that episode next week to talk about that.
And it was also an excuse for us to talk about Erasure, so don't miss it. It's a really good episode. I've been waiting for it. So and again, the next mordida, I'm also looking forward to. Yeah, this is well. This
it was
is good.
It was nice seeing you. I'm glad you got to come and record back in Las Vegas.
We get to get. I mean, we. What? Tenemos que regresar a trabajar. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, yeah. So Babelito's going back to Albuquerque. I'm going to Denver, and then we'll meet again soon.
En la tierra de los Rockies.
Yeah. So if anybody's out in Denver and wants to help or meet us,
hashtag Lola's Cocina.
Yeah, we will see you there.
Ciao.
Bye.
Tengo frijoles, mamones, tamales de elote, pupusas revueltas, tú quieres jocotes, queso o crema, compren cipotes, pollo campero. Tengo frijoles, mamones, tamales de elote, pupusas revueltas, tú quieres jocotes, queso o crema, compren cipotes, pollo campero, pedazo entero.